Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're so good, glad to have you this morning, and we thank God for each and every one of you joining us this morning on the Master's Call. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and we are praising the Lord this Friday morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you because you are worthy to be praised this morning, each and every morning, Lord God, because you give us new grace, new mercies. And we thank you, Father God, because you have seen fit that each and every one of us come together this morning, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for your blessings of your love, your peace, your joy overshadowing us this morning, Lord God. We lift your voice, our voices, as unto you, O God, to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, O God, for the person that's going to bring forth this message this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you're setting our minds to focus on you, to be able to receive what you have for us this morning. We glorify you, Father God, for the anointing that you're placing on the minister this morning, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing that you're placing on our ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. We thank you, Father, for placing the anointing on each and every one of us to be doers of your word and not just hearers only. We glorify you, Father, for Artist Life, Artist International, the artist family in its entirety. We thank you, O God, for all that you have done, all you have done, all that you are doing, and what you're about to do for each and every one of us to the glory of your holy and righteous name. We give your name praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, we say thank you. Hallelujah and amen. Now, I tell you, it's been a pleasure to praise the Lord with each and every one of you this morning. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Mississippi Queen?
Yes, I can, Songbird. God bless you. Take it away.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California. And I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this phenomenal Friday. And on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010. So we are approaching our seventh year here on the Master's Call, where lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with the Master on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So Minister Brenda just opened us up in an anointed prayer. And so we praise God for her and for opening us up in prayer. And then later on during the call, we'll have a closing prayer. And today is Friday, so that means that we do a little bit something special. That means that we open up the lines to allow for you to come and share your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. And I know there's been a lot of things going on this past week and the weeks prior. And so this is an opportunity for each one of you, our TMC family, to come on to the line and give us, tell us something. I mean, even just say, hey, you know what, that was a good message today, but it's an opportunity for you to share. So hopefully many of you will chime in part two of this call today and share what's on your heart. So we do also have a website for our call. You can go online to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website, all of the bios of our speakers, and just different information is posted on there for your inspiration, for your motivation, and for your spiritual development. So please, please, please visit our website, and not only visit, but please share with a friend, okay? And now, in between time after the call, there may be things that are going on. Maybe you need one of us to be with you in agreement on something that you're believing God for, that you're praying to God for, that you're standing in need of. Well, we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. I want to let you guys know we have been talking about the Artists United Conference coming up September the 22nd and the 23rd. Well, we have canceled that particular conference at this particular time, but I want you to know that there will be a corporate team call taking place on that same date, September the 23rd. At 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, which means that'll be 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And you can go to artisttv.com, artisttv.com, and be connected and plug into that call to see what's going on. And so now I hope that you have, I'll give you some more announcements later on, but right now I hope that you have your pens and your tablet, your pencils, and you're ready. Your ears are wide open. Your eyes are open to hear and to see what the Lord is getting ready to show you and what he's getting ready to tell you. Because this speaker that's getting ready to come to this platform right now, she is a powerhouse. She is a phenomenal, phenomenal woman of God. She is a mother of, she's the mother of Christopher. And Christopher, I'm telling you, he is making great moves in the kingdom. She is definitely an example to me of how to raise a godly son with godly standards and how to trust God and know that God is going to work everything out for the good. She is kind, she is anointed, and she is intelligent. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about Minister Kai all the way out there in Norcross, Georgia. She has withstood the storms and the floods and the rains in her life. She is an engineer by trade, and she is definitely on the move, making moves in the kingdom of God. She is a published author of a phenomenal book that I hope each and every single one of you will get. And make sure that you have in your archives, and it just like slipped my mind that quick. When God bursts the ministry, that's it. When God bursts the ministry, so you want to make sure that you have that book. So I'm not going to prolong this call any longer, but I would like to bring to the line someone very dear to my heart and very dear to us here on the Master's Call, Minister Kai Brown. Are you out there this morning?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my dear. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Well, thank you, my beautiful songbird, for that amazing introduction and all that you do at ODARK 30 to host the call. We are so thankful for everything that you do. And, of course, to our wonderful Mississippi Queen, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, for just opening us up with such Jesus joy and with such enthusiasm this morning. And, of course, the two amazing and phenomenal and dynamic women of God whose, yes, founded this call, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. But we always know that we leave our highest praise for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So today we are just going to get right into the word. I'm going to do my best to finish up today. If not, the next time I am on calendar, we will finish it up. Today we are going to talk about anxiety. And the word says, be anxious for nothing. But sometimes that's a little harder to do than it is to say. I mean, I know the word is very clear in Philippians 4:6-7, and it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So today's title is going to be anxious, is going to be anxious for nothing. The title, Be Anxious for Nothing. And, you know, this season that we're in, hurricane season, tornado season, this season that we're in the natural world, you know, can cause a great deal of anxiety. You've got mass flooding. You've got in the Bahamas, in Houston, in Texas, and all throughout Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and all the places that have been affected by these hurricanes and tornadoes. You've got the Midwest, which they call Tornado Alley. And in those times, it's very easy to become anxious. It's very easy to allow our emotions to take control and get us to do and say things that if we stop and trust God, we wouldn't normally do. Now, I'm thankful that I serve a God who understands that at times I'm going to be anxious. He understands that at times we are going to be fearful. But the word is clear. So in those times, his desire is not that we don't feel the things that we feel, but that we turn to his word to be led, guided, and comforted by what it says. And again, it is very clear, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to me. So in those times when we are feeling those things, he desires for us to turn to him. He desires that we begin to seek his word. He desires that we begin to meditate on the things that that are in us. See, the word is supposed to be in us, and it's supposed to be able to bubble up out of us in every situation. So whatever situation or circumstance we find ourselves in, if we have enough word inside, then we can speak to that situation. Now, that means we have a responsibility. That means it is our responsibility to get into the word, to know the word, to memorize the word, so that in times of anxiety, we can speak it forward. Just like when Jesus was being tested by Satan, by Lucifer, he was able to speak the word to everything that Lucifer put in front of him. Everything. It wasn't, you know, oh, I have a word for this one, but oh, I don't know what to say to him about this one. No. For every situation he was tempted with, he had a word of God to speak forward to it. So that's our responsibility. We are tasked with speaking life in situations where our emotions and our anxiety are rising. Now, don't get me wrong, that's not always easy. And it's not always comfortable. Because sometimes you just want to say, what about me? Why can't I have a pity party for a minute? And let's just be real, I have those feelings too. I don't know anyone who doesn't. But it is in those times when I am feeling lowest that I know that I know that I know that the only way to turn this around is to go before the Lord. So one of the first things that we must do when that feeling of anxiety comes, when those feelings of fear comes, when our emotions seem like they're out of control, the first thing that we need to do is stop and pray and ask God to help us with this situation. And then it's at that time, the next thing that we do, if we don't have the word that's in us for that specific thing, then we go through the word and find what God says about the situation. And I don't care what situation I have found myself in, I've always found a word that brings me peace and comfort through the situation. So the first thing is we pray and say, Lord, help me not to be anxious. Help me to walk according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan. Help me, Father, to just surrender to the situation until I see the manifestation of what you're doing. Because the word says, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So even those tough times, even those things that make us anxious, will work together for our good and God's glory. And then number two, if we don't know the word, if we can't just speak the word for it, then we go find the word in the Bible that speaks to that situation. Because the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. So if we take the time to seek through the word to find that word that suits our situation, then we can meditate on it, and then it can begin to change that anxiety. But we have to remember to do our part. And we have to remember that to allow our emotions to run ragged is not wisdom. Proverbs 15 and 18, a hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention. So that means we can allow our emotions to run amok, and then 9 times out of 10, instead of speaking life into the situation, we're just going to stir up strife and make the situation worse. My parents never understood why when I got angry, I would say nothing. I don't want to talk. I don't want to look at people. I don't want to say anything because I understand the power in my tongue and how I could rip people to shreds. So because God gave me that understanding, when I'm angry, I don't talk. Because the last thing that I ever want to do is to damage another brother and sister in Christ. Now, I can't say that was always the case, but I thank God for his grace and his mercy that allowed me to grow to that place. Because there was a time where I would rip you to shreds and keep it moving. But one of the things that I have learned and continue to learn is to practice what Dr. Vanessa calls the Psalm principle, the shut up ministry. So it's a good thing that we grow, and it's a good thing that trials come because they make us stronger. They help us grow into what God desires us to be. So we have to make sure that in those times of anxiety, that we don't allow those feelings to fester. See, the enemy wants us to allow it to sit and fester and grow because that becomes a foothold and then it becomes a stronghold. But if we trust God, then we're going to get into the word, and that doesn't allow the enemy to take any ground. So the third thing that we need to do is we need to be cautious that we're not giving the enemy a foothold because of our feelings. See, because he's just looking for a way. He's doing his job. He is doing his job. And as long as he is doing his job, you can't really be mad that he's doing what he's been put here to do. But it's our responsibility, since we have Jesus, that every time the enemy is coming forward with something like that, we just tell him to talk to Jesus because we know we already won. We just tell him to talk to Jesus because I've already overcome this. Because when Jesus overcame the world, we overcame every situation and circumstance that could arise in our lives. Now, that doesn't make it easy, but it should give us some comfort in knowing that we've already overcome it. The fight is fixed. We already know what's at the end of the book. We win. Now, that doesn't mean that we won't go through some things on this earth. But God is very clear. Be anxious for nothing. See, that's a way for us to spend a little more time with him. See, he knows when we get anxious that we should turn and seek him, that we should turn towards him. And that way our jealous God gets to spend a little more time with us. And we get to grow in his wisdom, grace, and knowledge by spending that time with us. So we can't allow the enemy to have any place because of our emotions. See, we've got to be willing to say, okay, Lord, I don't like the way this feels. I don't like the way it looks. I'm not seeing you. I don't feel your presence. But I know this is what your word says. And because you do not allow your word to come back vain, void, or unproductive, I have to trust that. So the next thing that we have to do when dealing with our feelings of anxiety is trust God. If we have that foundational trust in him, then we know that he's going to work it out. God is not going to leave us in a situation or circumstance that he has not given us the grace to walk through. Be anxious for nothing. I understand what it's like to feel emotional, to just, you know, want to run and hide and stick my head in the hole. I understand those feelings. But every time I get them, I have to go get in the Word. I have to. Because I understand that as long as the enemy has me focused on this, that, and the other, I'm not focused on what God's called me here to do. The fifth and final thing that we have to do is have someone to keep us accountable in those times. Because you know what? Sometimes I can't shake myself out of how I'm feeling. So there are two or three people that I know that I can call on and be transparent with, because everybody can't handle your stuff. Now, I'm not saying that you need to tell every Tom, Dick, and Harry what's going on with you, but you have to have those trusted, tried and tested, true friends that you can go to, and a mentor, someone who is further along in the process than you are, that you can go to, who can help you. So one, we have to pray. Two, we have to get in the Word. Three, we have to not allow the enemy to get a foothold. Four, we have to trust God. And five, we have to have a safe, accountable place we can go if we can't seem to do it ourselves. So I leave you with Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God is so good. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. What a profound and on-time message from you, Minister Kai. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. We're going to be asking you to come back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless your holy name. We praise your holy name. We magnify your holy name. We honor your holy name, God, because you are God and you are God all alone. You are God Almighty. You are God who is all-powerful. You are a God who is all-knowing, all-loving, and we bless your holy name right now. We say to God, be the glory for everything that you have done, Father. And so we bless you and we honor you today. We realize that we cannot do anything without you, but with you, we can do everything. So I thank you that you allow for us all to wake up into another day that you have made, God. And we will rejoice no matter what is going on in our lives in this day, for we know that you give us joy, that you give us peace, that we can find strength and hope in you, God. So we just thank you right now for what you have given us, Father. And we praise you for what is to come, God. And if you never do anything else, I just want to say you have done more than enough for us, Father. So we honor you today, Father. We thank you today. We don't thank you enough, but this morning I just came here to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. We thank you for the ups. We thank you for the downs. We thank you for the wrong turns. We thank you for the right turns, God. We thank you that all of our needs are supplied according to your riches and glory. We thank you that we lack nothing. We thank you because you are our shepherd. We thank you that you know the plans that you have for us, oh God. We thank you that we are not the tail, but that we are the head. We thank you that we are above, and we thank you that we are not beneath, oh God. And we thank you because you are our Father. We thank you that you are our master creator. We thank you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we are masterpieces. So I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would just fill Minister Kai up with virtue, that every single thing that she stands in need of, God, you already said that it's met. So we just decree it and declare it and say that it will manifest itself in the name of Jesus. Thank you for keeping her household safe. Thank you for sending your angels to protect her son while he is away from home, God. Thank you for protecting her parents, oh God, while they're out in Florida, Father God. I know that you have been their protection, and so we praise you right now, Father. And for every single person that came to this line this morning with something on their heart, with something that they needed, Father, I decree and declare that it is already provided for, Father. So we just praise you right now for victory, for you said that victory is ours. And so I give your name the glory. I give you the praise. I give you the honor, Jesus. And I just thank you. I love you. I bless you. I magnify you. And I decree and declare that these things are and will be done in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent and in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So you definitely want to go back and listen to the replay for this call. And not only that, you want to pass this along. So let me give you this number. Text this number to someone too. 712-432-1085, the access code 957-677-pound. Okay, and don't forget, you could also go online to the website. Following this call, we're going to have part two here on the master's call, but if you have to leave us and go and you're going over to Platinum Friday on the new morning motivational call, that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code there is 294-617-POUND. Platinum Anastasia Lewis will be on that call on today. And so if you're leaving us, then the only other place you would be going would be over there. So please adhere to these announcements. Don't forget, September the 23rd, 2017, no conference in Las Vegas, but we will all be connected via social media, on our computers, on our cell phones, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to artisttv.com, artisttv.com. And if you don't know how to get to that link, please start right now preparing yourself and check with the person who invited you to this call, and they'll definitely be more than glad to share with you. I want to again say thank you to our Mississippi Queen, our prayer general here on the Master's Call, the phenomenal Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you for seating us and greeting us this morning. Minister Kai, the kind, anointed, and intelligent one, thank you so much for that phenomenal message on anxiety, so much and right on time this morning message that we all appreciate. And to each of you who have dialed into this, the Master's Call, this platform would not be what it has been predestined to be without each one of you who dialed into this call each and every single day. We love you and we thank you from the bottom of our heart. We ask that you would continue to share, because truly lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced here as we begin our day. So the next voice that, and it has been an honor for me to serve each one of you way early in the morning from over here on the West Coast, but you know what? I serve you as unto the Lord. So I love each and every single one of you. Pray that you will have great and amazing days today, that you would make your day great and make every step count. Minister Kai will be coming back to give us our benediction. And then the next voice that you will hear after hers will be none other than the co-founder of this, the Master's Call. We affectionately call her our Mother Eagle. She is definitely dedicated. She's determined. She's victorious. She's anointed. She is needed. She is efficient. She is saved. She's sanctified. And she is the appointed one. And then we will go into part two of this call. Minister Kai, and that is none other than our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Minister Kai, come back and give us our benediction for part one of this call. Amen.
Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you because you loved us enough to send your only begotten Son, Jesus, to the cross to save us, so that we could be returned to right relationship with you, O Lord. Father, we thank you because we know that even in our feelings of anxiety, you have given us the means and the method by which to get through it, O Lord. Lord, we just want to continue to allow you to lead and guide us in all truth and all wisdom and all knowledge. Father, we surrender it all to you. We lay it at your feet and we leave it there, knowing that you are working it out for our good and your glory. We love you, Father. We praise you. We magnify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Mother Eagle, would you please come to the line?
Thank you very much, and good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. Thank you, Minister Kai, for that awesome word about anxiety and what the word says about it, which is to be anxious for no thing, nothing, and that is a tall order, and so appreciate those five key points that you gave us this morning so that we can meditate on that and even more importantly, incorporate that into our lives every day as believers. Good morning again, TMC family, on this Thankful Friday. This weekend, each and every Friday is our custom, is our tradition to open up the lines and allow you to give us your prayer requests and your praise reports so that we can encourage each other to hear how God hears and answers prayer, and also for those prayer requests so that we can come in one accord and bombard heaven for the breakthroughs we desire. Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse says, one could put 1,000 to flight and two, I love that math, can put 10,000 to flight, and it's way more than two on this line today. So that's our heart, our pleasure is to serve you in prayer. We are coming up on seven glorious years that the Lord has allowed this call to be a platform, a place where the power of God goes forth each and every weekday. And the co-founder and myself, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, are just honored to have been yielded servants to this vision that God has given us. We are so grateful for the many voices you hear of our TMC family who give of themselves to greet and to host and to come on and speak. We want this to be always the place that knits our heart, artist life, in Christian love. This is the place that our purpose is to bombard heaven with the prayers for you individually and corporately and as a company. So we are grateful. We are grateful in the midst of all of these acts of nature and knowing that God is speaking through it all, that our artist family has been covered and protected. We are praying, though, a lot of lost property for many of our Caribbean family members. So we want to keep them in prayer. We were so grateful that our Platinum President, we lovingly call her the coach, was keeping us well informed and updating us from the Bahamas and about all that was going on in Turks and Caicos and some of the different islands. But we did unfortunately have many of our team members lost property, but we praise God they are alive. We can always rebuild, and we are family to be there for them. And for our family members along the East Coast, we praise God. We were getting great reports that all is well with Miss Genevieve, and we were praying for Mother Eleanor and just all that. Had family members like our Minister Kai checking on our different family members. My bishop was down in Jacksonville telling me to keep sending up the timber. The water was rising, but our prayers were going up. And we just praise God that his hand has stayed. And for those who did lose life, we definitely want to pray. I think all of us, our hearts went out about the nursing home and those eight who lost their lives. So we want to pray for those family members. We are still praying, of course, for our artist family and the upcoming Artists United webinar on the 23rd, that everything goes well with the equipment, with getting the word out so that all of us can get our team members on. And there's some exciting new things that will be coming out, some exciting new products, and we just want to pray for the success of that event. We always have to remember there's always preparation and prayer that must go forth before each and every event. We're continuing to pray for our dear Kendra Carter. I definitely want you all to keep her in your prayers. Her spirits are so high. It is just amazing how she has the peace of God, the joy of God, but we want her to continue to feel the prayers of God from all of us. We still have our different family members who are recovering. We're still keeping the Silver Fox lifted up in prayer. She's in her physical therapy. We praise God you heard her loud and strong this morning. Our Minister Kai recovering from her surgery, and our King Reggie's father, Mr. James Flanagan, he's doing much, much, much better. So we're going to continue to keep him in our prayers. Our co-founder, Dr. PK, was a little under the weather, and we're going to continue to have her on top of the weather, feeling better and speaking health to her body in the name of Jesus. So we're just excited, excited, excited about what God is doing. Again, hit star 6, then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue. And our first caller is one of our family members down there in that Tampa area. Good morning, Minister Weller. Welcome to our call here on Friday, the Master's Call. I call myself unmuting you. Did we lose you? Okay, let me.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, my TMC family. Wonderful message, Minister Kai. Much needed. I just wanted to give a praise report after many, 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 many hours of driving back here from Chicago. My son and I made it safely to Tampa, and all is well in our home. There's no damage. There was no power outage, no cable outage. The only thing we had were just twigs and sticks on the ground from the trees. But I'm just praising God and thanking him for his mercy upon us here in this area, because I know so many were hit, and I'm sure they prayed just like we prayed. So continuing to lift them up in prayer. And that's my praise report. Thank you. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you.
Amen. Well, that is a great praise report. We were so covering you in that Tampa area when it took a turn toward the West Coast, and I was glad you did get out of there. So I'm glad for you to return, and all is well, and we will definitely continue to keep praying for that area that has been heavily affected. All righty, we're going to head toward H-Town. Come on, Minister Sharon. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I don't have anything. I just want to say thank you to everybody on the line, all the ministers that caused this call to happen. You just don't know how much you bless people. And I just, it just made my day already today. From the praise when Minister Brenda, the sermon, Be Anxious for Nothing, Minister Kai, the prayer, Songbird, I mean, it just blessed me. And I want you to know that people can feel the anointing on this call. And I had a coworker, I'm at work, and I had a coworker walk through while Songbird was praying, and she stopped, you know, just to listen to the prayer. And she said, oh, I love her. Who is that? You just don't know who you will touch. And I just want to say, keep on going, y'all. Keep on singing, praying, preaching, you know, loving. Just do what you do. I just thank God for y'all. That's all. I'm going to let y'all go. Thank you.
Oh, praise God. Thank you. That is why we do it, for hearing testimonies like that. And I always remind them on the weekly calls that they have no idea, as prayer warriors, how many lives they are infecting and just influencing and encouraging. And so thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Sharon, for sharing that with us. That means so much. We just praise God for you. You have been a faithful supporter of this call throughout the years, and it means so much. And when you could, I tell you, you have always been there with our conferences of praise and worship. And you and your husband, Kenneth, it's an honor to pray for you and pray for your family. Like, we were so excited that your mom cooperated, and we were praying for you when we went through Harvey. And thank you. That's why we do it. We're here to serve, and it blesses me, and I know it blesses the ladies to hear that when they do what we're called to do on the front line, how lives are blessed. That's what it's all about. So thank you so much for that testimony. And our prayer general and Minister Tiffany and Minister Kai and all of them that so faithfully serve day after day, week after week. This is why we're reminded. We never know. We may never know or meet the young lady who stopped to hear Tiffany's prayer, but that seed, that deposit that was put in her spirit, some plant, some water, and God gets the increase. So thank you so much for coming on to share that. That means so much to us. All right, hearing from Mother Eleanor down there in Florida also. Good morning, Mother. How are you today?
Good morning, good morning. I am doing well. I still report. I'm still standing, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Well, what part of Florida were you in again?
I'm in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. We got a Mm-hmm. And some showers. I'm in the northwest part of Florida between Tallahassee and Pensacola.
Right. Okay.
Excuse me, but I wanted to ask continued prayer for my friend that went back home to Fort Myers. She lives in the Lehigh Acres subdivision, and she called me yesterday. They are still without power and water, So they cannot wash nor drink. And thank God she took a lot of gallons of water back here and gas. They bought a generator while they were here, so they have a fan running. And they're just sponging off. So continue to keep that area in prayer because some are still without electricity and running water. And
now, what was her name?
Sarah Clay and Wayne Clay. Her husband stayed. He was a brave soldier, I tell you. He stayed. And they did get some flooding, and they lost some shingles on their roof. So...
And you said they're in what part of Florida again?
Fort Myers.
Fort Myers. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They live in the Lehigh Acres.
Lehigh, that's what you said. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And thank you so much.
That is what we do, Lehigh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're okay and that you fared well. I knew you were sending up the timber prayer, so we were definitely keeping all of our Florida family in prayer, and I've been in prayer talking to folks on the East Coast. I said, all right now, keep sending up this timber for Jose. He's back to being a hurricane again. We're going to pray that he stays off that East Coast. So the power of prayer, the power of our words, speaking to the wind and the waves. So thank you for coming on, Mother, with your praise report this morning, and we will definitely be praying for your friends. All right, is there anyone else? You can hit star 6, then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue. We are still continuing, of course, to pray for those who are recovering here from Hurricane Harvey and those who are beginning their recovery process in the islands and in Florida, and all the flooding. It was quite a bit of flooding in Alabama, Tennessee, Atlanta, in the Georgia area. So we are still keeping them in prayer also. I laughed how my play mother was here yesterday, and we called her Mama Chicken, and Mama Chicken said, you need to pray more. She said, we can tell God is not happy with us. I said, you're right, Mama Chicken. She said, woo. She said, even a heathen knows that all of this weather, God is not happy. I said, yeah, we better do what we were supposed to do and make him happy. So we all understand the power of prayer and intercession. All righty. Well, I don't see anybody else. Minister Kai, you unmuted yourself. Did you want to say something? Oh, okay, now you muted yourself back. All right. Is anybody else again? This is your time. We can hear you now. Did you want to say something?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I just want to thank everybody. My parents, my sister, and brother rode the storm out in Tampa. And, you know, I was praying, and they never lost electricity. They never had any flooding. They never had any water issues. So I'm just thankful for God and all the prayers of the righteous. That availeth much. And I just wanted to say thank you and let everybody know that they are all well. And God is so good that my parents even got to go on their anniversary trip. The airport opened the morning they were supposed to leave. So they even got to take their trip. So we're all is well. And thank you for your prayer.
Amen. Amen. You know, that's a hard place to be in when your family is far from you and they don't want to move, won't move. And we were just praying, and God honored those prayers, especially with the elderly, for them to be safe through that and to still get away on their little special trip. So God is all the God we serve. He is so awesome. All righty. Well, I don't see anybody else coming into the queue. We'll close the queue, and we'll go to our Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you. We can't say thank you enough. We can't say how much we are so grateful for your grace, your mercies that are anew each and every morning. We thank you that we know had it not been for your divine intervention, had it not been for your divine favor, oh, God, where would we be? We thank you, Father God, because we are acutely aware on this faithful Friday that it's because of your grace and your mercy, because of your power and your protection, that you have provided us another day, another opportunity to praise and worship your holy name. We thank you for this call, this place where we will always welcome your spirit, invite your presence, and evoke your power to change lives, to save lives. We thank you that we don't take it for granted. Literally a month and a half away from 7 years of your faithfulness, we are grateful and full of gratitude that through the days, the weeks, the years, when many calls started and stopped, many people came and left, that you have been consistently faithful to us when we often have not been faithful to you, to always be a place where your presence is there. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to undergird artists in prayer. Father, birthed out of a vision and a desire to be that safe place, to be the refueling station, to be that fresh wind of hope, to be that demonstration of love for you. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us the opportunity to glorify your name on this telecommunication sanctuary each and every weekday. We thank you, Father, for what you've done, what you're doing, and with expectation, what you will do. We thank you for always having your hand upon us, and we praise God for the fortitude, the determination of Antonio Diaz de Leon over 26 years ago, that what the devil meant for bad, God, I reflect on that. When he gets fired at 50 years old, and where many would have just spiraled into a place of depression and defeat, God, he dusted himself off, and he birthed true destiny by starting this great company of artists. And through the ups and downs and through the sacrifices, God, I thank you first for allowing him and Mother Armenia to live to see your hand upon this Christian networking health and wellness company that he boldly makes and reminds me, even through the interpreters, Pastor, it's about faith first, faith, faith first. Father, I thank you that the glory of God has rested on this company through the years, and that this visionary has lived to see his children and the birth of his children's children, to know that the generations will carry on. And as he and our Mother Armenia live on, we speak blessings to them. And even that earthquake in Mexico, we speak peace and protection and provision and for the lives that have been affected there in Mexico. And we just ask you to continue to surround that family with the blood hedge of protection. We pray for Alejandra and Elvia as they have taken the reign and the promotion that came from you as they lead us in this season. Father, I thank you for the heart that you've given Alejandra and Elvia, even with the Artists United Relief United campaign to be there for their artist family, and just the compassion to remember that it is about people first. I just thank you that you continue to surround him with godly counsel, and that his heart is always open to you and to do it your way. We continue to lift them up in prayer. Father, we pray for that entire corporate office and all the hard work they're doing and the love they have for you and for this company. We call out Jose's name and cover him in prayer, and we call out Alfredo's name and cover him in prayer, and each and every one of the staff members. We thank you for their diligence and their dedication. Teamwork is truly making this dream work. We thank you for the family, the field of artists, those distributors that call in every day, those who we've seen these products change lives and save some lives and improve the quality of many lives, that we realize what we have in our hand. We thank you for our platinum presidents and our leadership that sacrifices to build, to mentor, to make it happen for us. And we thank you that we don't take that for granted, this spirit of family, that second pillar that Papa wanted, that what good does it do to reach a place of success by yourself? And the community of love that we have here in artists that they find nowhere else. And we thank you that it was God ordained, not a good idea, but a God idea, and has given us a lifestyle and a legacy that glorifies God. We thank you as midwives of prayer that each and every day we bombard heaven with the prayers for this company, to bathe it down in prayer, or wrap it in the anointing of prayer, to speak and decree and declare this billion-dollar company that will save lives. And we thank you every time we hear of an illness, we hear of a lack, that you've given us a godly solution through this company. And we speak as your ministers in the marketplace, that we understand the mandate and we'll be submitted to the mission to open our mouths and artist the world. So we thank you that in the midst of these hurricanes, you pushed us closer together than we already were, first as a company and definitely as a country. God, we thank you that you're working all things together for your glory and our good. And as we speak the provision for our family members who are in dire straits in these different parts of the country, as we speak your protection over our Caribbean and our Florida and all the others that we know and those we don't know, we ask you to intervene. Let them feel the love. Let them have the favor that comes from you. We pray that for our fellow family members. And God, comfort those from the nursing home, who 8 families that have been so adversely affected. Give them the peace. Comfort their hearts like only you can do. We thank you, Father, that we call out Kendra Carter's name, and we still decree that Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to her brain. And we thank you for the sheer willpower, the joy, the strength that's in our heart. And Father, we thank you for your healing virtue as we speak it forth in Jackie's recovery in her shoulder. And we thank you for better than before for Kai's body, from Minister Kai, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you for Mr. James Flanagan, for King Reggie's dad, that we send that Jehovah Rapha healing virtue. We send the word. And all to our dear co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, we decree her the healed and the whole in the name of Jesus. Father, touch these, our family members, with your divine touch. You're the Surgeon General. You're the one that just speaks the healing, and it is so. So we thank you that you're touching their bodies, that you're doing the surgery inside of their hearts, their minds, to the constitution, to want to have life and life more abundantly, the touch on every cell, tissue, organ, muscle, that it flow and operate as God, you designed their bodies to operate. We speak that now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for these praise reports from our minister Willa, that all is well with her home there in Tampa, and safe travels to get out of the way and to come back safely. Oh, we just thank you that protection was there for that home while she was away. And we pray for those who were adversely affected in her area, God. I have no doubt you will use her as a light during this dark time. Father, we thank you for the prayers report of Mother Eleanor, that she sustained well in Fort Walton, the storm, and you kept her safe. We continue to send the word of Jehovah Rapha healing to her body. And Father, we pray for Sarah and Wayne Clay that are without power and water. And we speak and pray for all of those in that Fort Myers area. Oh, God, I thank you that as the natural resources are coming, give them the spiritual fortitude to be plugged into you with peace, to flow through them the hope that this will turn around even better than before. And God, I just thank you that a spirit of community and unity will flow for all those in that area as they rebuild, as God, you restore. And God, I thank you for Minister Sharon for her praise report of how this call has blessed her and her family and her encouragement to us that our labor has not been in vain. I thank you, God, that you continue to be with her and Kenneth and their entire family. And I just thank you for how you use her so mightily in her circle of influence at church, on her job, in her going in and her coming out. I thank you for her being that true worshiper and minister in music and in your word. So we just thank you for her encouraging our hearts today to continue to fight the good fight of faith. Now, Father, we just thank you for the spoken and the unspoken prayer requests today. Father, we send peace to that terror attack in London this morning, that explosion on the train. We just curse the darkness and light the candle of faith and hope and the protection of God. And you told us in your word to pray for those who have leadership over us and Timothy, and we lift up and pray for our president. We pray for the Supreme Court, the Congress, the Senate. Father, all those governors, mayors, city councilmen, all that have been elected to serve, remind them that they first serve you as they serve others. And we're just praying, Father, that their hearts are turned toward justice and truth. And, Father, for those who will not, we pray that you will remove them and put in their place those who will magnify you, glorify you. We don't pray against people. We pray against the spirits of greed. We pray against the spirits of racism. We pray against the spirits of injustice. And we know your word, like you did for the children of Israel, like you did through all the annals of time, you will show up and show out mightily in our behalf as we do what your word said. If my people, that's everyone on this line from 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name, we call ourselves Christians, if we will humble ourselves and pray and not just seek your hand, but you told us to seek your face so we could get your mind, so we could get your strategies, so we could get the blueprint that you have for us. First, we got to repent and turn from our wicked ways. God, I thank you that we're going to do our part. We're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to intercede, stand in the gap, and make up the hedge. We're going to do our part, Father God. And then you've promised us in your word that you'd heal this land. So we ask for that divine intervention. We ask to always have a mind and a heart every day on this call to seek you, to seek your face, to seek ye early, as our scripture teaches us in Psalms 88. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the spoken and the unspoken prayer requests. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power. And as we go out this weekend, we are your ministers in the marketplace. We are anointed, appointed, and assigned to go in the highways and the byways to make a difference. We are your mouthpieces that you have downloaded into our minds, a message, Jesus, that you are Lord. And there are better ways. There are godly ways. There's a way that's the straight and narrow way that pleases you and you alone. So we embrace the truth, knowing that we're already victorious in you. And as we go through these days, this weekend, and until we come together again, we won't just be hearers of this word to be anxious for nothing. We'll be doers of the word. So pour back that virtue into Minister Kai as she so transparently poured it out into us. Continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of her. Continue to stretch her so that all that you've deposited in her can be poured out and be a blessing to others. So we just thank you, thank you, thank you. And we seal this time of intercession. We seal this time knowing that we've done the Isaiah 55. We prayed the prayer that not one word will return void. We've prayed the prayer, the Paga prayer that hits the mark, the bullseye, that you've got it and you've got us. So we go out peacefully rejoicing, knowing that you, Jesus, are Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you ministers in the marketplace. Have a very blessed weekend, and we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday, and we look forward to hearing some of you all on the morning motivational call. Goodbye and be blessed.